Blog Talk Radio.
With IMTM Worldwide Radio. It is December 10th. We are in the last month of the year, 2016. Can't believe it, right? Is it cold where you are yet? It's very cold here in Atlanta, Georgia. 706. Oh, that is not the number. 646-652-4479. I almost gave everybody my cell phone number. That would have been a bad idea. This morning, I have a nice special show today. Let me go ahead and tell you about IMTM Worldwide Radio first. I created the show initially to highlight people that I personally worked with in the entertainment industry, whether they be models or actors, et cetera, to give them their first chance to speak on who they are, why they do what they do, things of that nature. Eventually, I expanded to other aspects of the industry, magazine publishers, directors, and so forth. Other topics such as business came about, sports I added. After taking care of my family for a few years, some things came up. I'm back again now, and right now, again, I'm concentrating on talent. So thank you for everyone so far who's been keeping up your support. I really do appreciate that. Again, the number is 646-652-4479 if you wish to call in. The chat room is actually open on time this time. And we are going to go ahead and get started. So let's see who we have on today. So it is always a pleasure to interview someone for the very first time. Alexis is a model based out of the city of Dallas, Texas. We're going to get a chance to find out more about her, her current modeling career, her past, and her future. And this is going to be a great chance to show your support if you know her and be a fan of her today. So tune in, call in, listen in. One more time, the number is 646-652-4479 to call into the show live. Make sure you tell others. Let's go ahead and bring Alexis into the show. Morning, Alexis.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yes.
Got to make sure you're up. You know, I know it's early over there.
I'm up.
All right, cool. So let's go ahead and do this. Well, it is kind of early still, actually, right? go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience real quick.
Okay, well, my name is Alexis King. I'm a model in Dallas, like he said already. I'm only 19 years old. I also am a college student. I study fashion. I'm a wardrobe stylist. And I love fitness and food and music. And, yeah, I do a lot of different things, but it's all based around fashion.
Well, we're going to get into some details, and you actually threw one at me that I didn't know about, but we'll talk about that another time. anyway, all right, so my first question to you, what is it really like growing up in a small city? I know from reading about you, you were born in Dumas, Texas, and you grew up in that area as well as Amarillo. And I know myself, I grew up in a small city as well. But what was it like really growing up in a small place?
Oh, it's really it's hard to be ambitious sometimes. Like a lot of people, they don't see outside of the small town. They don't see that there is more to life, that you can do bigger things. So it's hard to be ambitious. It's hard to have big dreams in a small town because you kind of get looked down on it, looked at funny for it, and that was kind of how it was for me a lot of the times when I was growing up, especially, you know, wanting to model and trying to tell people I wanted to model. Nobody saw that as a career. Nobody saw me seriously when I said that. You know, I was laughed at. So it was never really encouraged. Everybody wanted to be a nurse and go to school for medical or this or that, you know. So it was really hard to be creative in a small town. And then there's not opportunities. There's nothing going on, you know. It's hard to get out of a small town sometimes. So, yeah.
And a lot of people really, forget about how hard that can be when, you know, for generations possibly, a family could be in the same place forever, and they've never left that place, you know, and always use the word low expectations. It's hard to get over that hump sometimes when this is what it, this is what it always has been. Why would I change this? You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people underestimate how powerful that really is. So I appreciate you mentioning that for the audience. So let me ask you this. One thing that I also read about you, and this kind of goes maybe into the small town part of it a little bit maybe, but bullying, you know, in the news in over the last few years, bullying, you know, being a bully, you know, just acting crazy to other people for whatever reason has been, you know, an issue because, you know, bad things happen eventually, right? So you have your own experience with being bullied. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how you dealt with it?
I was bullied a lot, like I said, for just, you know, being different, being more creative and just wanting different things in life, doing different things, not really going with the crowd. So, you know, dressing different, you know, with loving fashion, I always kind of dressed differently or, you know, I did different things. So I was bullied a lot throughout middle school and into high school a little into, you know, freshman year. But it really, to me, it wasn't really bullying. I mean, it was, but it never really, you know, affected me like it does some people. It never really, like, tore me down because to me, I really couldn't be bullied because I know who I was, you know, and I accepted myself. So it never really took that big of a toll on me. But when I look back on it, I'm like, you know, I was bullied. And it's not, it wasn't a good feeling. You know, I didn't like to go on to MySpace, you know, back in middle school and see people, you know, commenting MySpace. Things and talking about me. Yeah, that was back in the day.
Back in the day.
But, yeah, that was when first cyberbullying was. So,
well,
yeah, and then, you know, in high school, I had to stand up for myself a lot.
Well, and that's what I was going to kind of go into. What do you think can be done to slow down the essence of being bullied? What do you think, or can it? Because again, it's something that, you know, to a small extent, probably almost everybody has experienced at least once, and then there's others who've experienced much more than that, of course, unfortunately. But is there anything that can curb it? Is there anything that can slow it down, in your opinion?
That's really hard. I'm not sure. I really think it's in the bullies, you know, hands on if they, like, what their purpose is for bullying. Like, is it to make themselves feel better? Or, you know, what are you doing it for? What are you getting out of it? Because that's really the problem, I feel. But the person being bullied to you, it's really just you have to be comfortable with yourself and love yourself and put that in their face and let them know, you know, like, you can't tell me about myself. I love me. And then other people are going to love you. And then the bully is going to have to eventually love you because everybody else loves you too. That's kind of how it works.
That's a great that's a great way to really put it. I'm glad you said that because I'm definitely going to replay that in the near future for people to hear. Alexis, let me ask you another question. Education. How important is it to you and why?
It's very important. It's always been number one to me since I was young. I've always been the overachiever in school, trying to be in, you know, the advanced classes, and you know, it's my whole high school career. I took college classes, and my whole senior year, I took college classes. So I was always trying to be one step ahead, especially in education, because, you know, no matter what you do, especially whenever you have big dreams, you know, you need something that you can always fall back on and have a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you have a big dream and your big dream comes successful, you might still want to do something that you really love, and you know, your degree can help you and plug you into different places that, you know, that you can't always just plug yourself into by networking. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, you need that degree, no matter if it's just an associate's or whatever level, you need some kind of extra education beyond, you know, high school. You need something, especially whatever market you're in, whatever industry you're in, you know, you need more education, you need to know more about it, and then that helps you also with networking, because then you'll know what you're talking about. So
yeah, that's a good point. And what I've always told people is, once you start getting that piece of paper, you need to get it, you know, because again, if you flip-flop it and feel that, you know, everything that you're going to do as a talent is going to happen exactly how you want it, you're going to get burned, because that's impossible, because there's a lot of competition out there. You know, and the other part of that is, too, well, what if you don't really want to do it for a long period of time and you didn't get the piece of paper either? Again, like you said, you don't have anything to fall back on all of a sudden, and technically you're going to have to start all over, you know. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people are like, I ain't going to do school because I'm going to just do this and make it big. You see what I'm saying? And
it doesn't always work that way.
Doesn't always work that way. How did you do in school, Alexa? Let's go ahead and throw it out there. See if you brag on yourself a little bit.
I did really good. I actually graduated with a 4.0 GPA from high school. So I kept A's and B's throughout high school, throughout middle school, all the time. Even currently in college, I'm on the vice president's list every trimester. So, yeah, I took my education very seriously. So.
That is excellent. I wish I was as smart as you was, you know, in school. But anyway, I wasn't. My next question, and this is the one I really need you to be honest about, why modeling? And before you start, I know from reading about you, you kind of got started for the first time at like around 10 years old or whatnot. But as you got older, why did you continue with modeling? So why modeling, and what is it about modeling that motivates you?
That's a great question, actually, because I did get started around 10 years old. So that was kind of, you know, a different reason, I guess, when I was younger. You know, I kind of just wanted to be, you know, the supermodel. But then I took a break after I had kind of a bad experience. So I took a break, and then I started again around doing it myself, I guess I say, around my junior year of high school. I was off and on in between, but that's when I kind of got more serious about it, because I really, you know, I always wanted to model. I always wanted to be able to impact people and my voice, you know, be able to impact another girl's life, because, you know, I always had trials and tribulations throughout my life, and I looked up to people, but they were never always in the exact same situation as me, you know, so I wanted to be able to be that voice. And I also was different, you know, I'm biracial, I'm this, I'm that, you know, so I wanted to have a different voice for somebody. And then as I got older, you know, I was told that, no, you know, you're too fat to model, or, you know, you're too big, you're, you know, this, you're not that. And I just wanted to be able to let people embrace themselves. That's kind of what my mission became. Like, I want to show people you can be me, you can be this, you can be that, and you can model, you can make it far, you can be successful and be liked, you know, you can be out here, you can share your voice, and it can matter. So I wanted to be able to be that face for people. I wanted to be able to love my body and embrace my body in whatever way, whatever shape, whatever size my hips are, you know, and still show that I can be successful in all different realms.
And that's really an inspirational answer, just on the basis of you have to have a reason, you know, to do it more than just a couple of hours or a couple of weeks or a couple of months. and even a couple of years,
yeah.
because eventually you have to be that person. No one else can do it for you, of course. And so, you know, whatever you gravitate towards as far as the, you know, particular aspect of modeling that you choose, you have to eventually prove that you can do it until everybody says that you can't. And you know, it's not easy. It's difficult. There's a lot of people who are going to tell you no. There's a lot of people who are never going to respond to you. There's going to be people who you're going to, you know, look at your side eye because, like you said, your
Definitely.
Hips are a little bit too whatever. You're you know, you way too tall, or you way too short, or you way too wide, whatever it might be. And it's a matter of, are you going to be able to really handle it until you get to the people who do really want you sincerely, want to work with you professionally, and so on and so forth. So that's a big deal. And see, you being your age, that's really important that you know that and realize that now. Because there's people who are twice your age and still don't get it. Just saying. No shame.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm glad you was able to bring that to the fore. Because like I said, a lot of people need to hear that sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Name some of the things that you have done as a model. I know, you know, you are, you know, still in that realm of, you know, being new per se, but you have done some things. So what are some of the things you've done and accomplished so far?
I've done, you know, some fashion shows. I did some, like, a domestic violence awareness fashion show. I've done a raw Dallas fashion show. I was created, mm-hmm. turned into a snow queen. They airbrushed me.
Oh, wow.
I've hosted some things. Been a promo model, you know, for a skincare line.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my biggest things, I guess, that happened in 2016 was becoming a brand ambassador for a
mm-hmm.
swimwear line and a lash line. And then just really working with a lot of different boutiques like Guns N' Roses. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I did a lot of different things. I did some work with Yummy Extensions, a lot of promo videos for them. And that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
The really animated
videos. I saw the video for the swimwear line, and it's hot. So that's right there. You know, that caught my attention for sure. What are some things you're looking forward to in 2017?
Just to keep, you know, collaborating with boutiques for sure. You know, I want to do some print ads. That would be great. That's always a goal, you know, to get out in the print world more. Maybe start
mm-hmm.
acting. That would also be fun, to dip into acting in 2017. You never know where that can go. So, yeah.
Never know. All right. Well, let me do this. We need to take a quick break. Can you stay with us a little bit longer, Alexis?
Yes, definitely.
All right, cool. As we go to break, we're going to mention the number one more time, 646-652-4479. And, of course, if you are listening, you're listening on blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. And, of course, check out the show announcements on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Alexis King. And we're going to listen to a little joint from Chris Prism, The Journey. We'll be back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. All right, we are back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. That was a little piece of music called The Journey from producer Chris Pritham. I had him on my show, was it last year? I think it was last year. I haven't been able to get him on. He's real busy. He's produced for a lot of different artists out there and also companies as well. So definitely check him out, illit.com, ill-it.com. Check him out. And right now we're going to get back to our interview with Miss Alexis King. So let's make sure she's back with us. Hey, Alexis,
Hi.
You still with us?
Yes.
There she is. All right. All right. So far we have talked a little bit about you in your early years and then getting current as far as your talents and modeling and things of that nature. But another thing that I've read about you is that you're considering wanting to start your own business in the future. Why is that, and what type of business would it be?
Yes, I am considering it. Not too, like, precisely sure on the exact business, but the reason I would want to start my own business is because, you know, I love the idea of just being my own boss and creating my own atmosphere, you know, and putting my own ideas forward, things of that nature, because I'm just a leader, I guess, naturally. So, yeah, that works for me. The business I have been thinking would be like a consulting type of business, personal shopping experience. So,
okay.
Yeah, it would be up that alley. So I wanted to do like the wardrobe styling, personal shopping, you know, and image consulting.
The biggest thing about, you know, business ownership is that you're able to have control where in any other circumstance you don't. And, you know, to a point where most people, you know, they're cool with, you know, whatever income that they're making, and there's nothing wrong with that. But at a certain point, maybe you do want to call the shots. Maybe you do want to have more control on how you make your income and things of that nature. And the only real way to do that is to have your own business. So definitely the why, you know, I can hear that in your voice, you know. And then if you have some personalized talents, you know, that you think you can make money off of, you definitely want to try to do stuff on your own and do it yourself. So that's really cool. Nothing to be shy about on that end, definitely. And you have, you know, all the time in the world to make that happen. So that's really cool to hear that. Let me ask you this, Alexis. What do you like to do when you're not working or you're not in school or you're not even modeling? How does Alexis wind down?
I don't do much, honestly. I really just work out. You know, I like to go shopping, which probably needs to change.
So wait, Alexis, so you're the 19-year-old model in Texas that is just the most boring girl in the world?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to tell
me? I really am. If y'all follow me on Snapchat, then you see that I the most exciting thing I do is model, really.
Well, there's
not a party
wrong with
girl.
That. Not calling you out or anything, you know. But every now and again, there's nothing wrong with having a little, you know, a little bit of fun, you know, however you want to have fun. So, hey, working out is fun. There you go. And then, of course, modeling is fun. There you go. So that's what you do. You didn't know that one was coming, so I messed with you on that one. Another question you probably did know was coming to an extent. Do you like food? Do you cook? And what do you like to eat?
Oh, my gosh. I love food. It's number one in my life, okay? I love food. I love to cook. my favorite food is Chinese food. I love chicken fried rice. Like, I love it. Like, hibachi, though, really. That's kind of my favorite style. It's like the hibachi grill.
Okay.
But I like to cook, like, grilled chicken, like meals with grilled chicken. I don't know, chicken spaghetti. My boyfriend likes to eat all kinds of food, so I've cooked him pretty much everything under the sun. I don't know. So, yeah.
Chicken,
there's not really
chicken,
a limit.
Chicken spaghetti?
Yes.
Chicken spaghetti?
Yes.
I'll talk to you about that another time, too. All right, so everyone, as you can hear, she loves food. Now, if you hadn't seen a picture of Miss Alexis, you'd be like, well, how does she love food? But she looks like she looks perfect. I don't know either, y'all. You just have to figure that out another time. So, Alexis, if you could give advice, and thank you again for being on the show, by the way. If you could give advice to someone that is wanting to pursue modeling for the very first time or any goal, for that matter, any goal, what would it be? What advice would you give someone who's trying to get started at, you know, from the beginning?
Really, it's just, you know, you have to be your biggest promoter. You have to promote yourself, market yourself. You know, you have to put yourself on the platform to get noticed, to get, you know, jobs, to get asked to do things. Mm-hmm. You have to get seen as a model, you know. Go online, go, there's model forums, you know, like Model Mayhem, things like that, you know.
Hold on a quick second. You said something. You have to be seen as a what?
A model.
All right, so guess what? For all the people who are listening, she said something that I've been saying for, I guess, forever, is that eventually you have to be seen as a model, which means eventually you have to take some pictures to make yourself look like a model, and also you have to actually go to some auditions so people can see you as a model. It's kind of hard to get booked if you never show up to auditions and you never look like a model. You can't walk out the house in sweats and we'll see, what do y'all wear on your head?
Yeah.
I don't know, but a wrap or whatever. You know, you can't pull that off and then just expect that someone is going to just book you just because. And you definitely can't do it at a certain point if you never show up to any auditions. You have to be seen as a model. I just wanted to just say that because you're like the first one who actually said it other than me just out loud, so I just had to bring that up real quick. You can continue.
Yeah, and that's why, like, on Model Mayhem, you know, you can network with photographers and do, like, time for print and get you some images. Mm-hmm. So you can start building some type of portfolio so people can see you as a model. And then you can, you know, put them on Instagram and, you know, whatever you have to do to promote yourself, you know, send them to agencies, you know, online submission, do whatever you have to do. But it really starts with you. You just have to really be willing to put in the effort and promote and market and, you know, network and send yourself out to castings, like you said. You have to be able to do it yourself because you can't just wait and for the right moment for somebody to do it for you because it's not going to happen like that from the beginning.
You said the other thing. You can't wait for someone else to do it for you. Eventually, you have to want to do it yourself. Even these quote-unquote Instagram models, even they have professional pictures, whether or not they paid for them or not, they took them. So at a certain point, if you're just trying to compete just straight up, if you can't compete against the people who are already out there, what are you doing? And so, again, and here you are 19 and you realize that. You see what I'm saying? And, again, there's people twice your age who still won't come to grips with that, just that one little fact, and that's why they're not doing as much as they could be doing possibly just because. So I'm just really appreciative that you said that, you know, hey, everybody, I did not send her no script or anything. Just to let you know, she's saying this on her own, okay? People be like, man, Chris, you told her to say that. No, I didn't. One last thing for you. How can people find you on social media?
Okay, my social media is @ILikeLex. On Instagram, it's _ILikeLex. On Facebook, you can just type in @ILikeLex, and I think my page will pop up, but it's also @ILikeLex. On Twitter, it's _ILikeLex as well. So, yeah, it's just @ILikeLex.
That's two X's, everybody, by the way, not just one.
Yes, two X's.
Any final words or shout-outs for you, Alexis?
I don't have anybody to shout out. I'm sorry. I love everybody, though.
Wow, your boyfriend just said, wow. I'm not getting you off the hook either.
He got his shout out.
So terrible.
I want
to thank you a whole lot, Alexis, for taking the time this morning to being on the show. I don't usually do a Saturday morning show, so it was cool that you were able to get yourself to where you could do it. I definitely look forward to, you know, seeing more of you in 2017. Definitely wish you well on all of your endeavors and hope to have you on the show real soon again, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
Thank you
for
having me.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh, no problem at all.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
And next up is our great interview ending with Miss Alexis King out of Dallas, Texas. One of the biggest things is to know about even just her being on the show like that, you know, in her case, like she's an hour behind, you know, Eastern Standard. You know, I'm in Atlanta, she's in Dallas, so she had to wake up a little bit earlier. You know, it's 10:30. It was 10:30 over there when the show started, you know. And again, it's a matter of every little thing counts, you know, and she's on the radio show. People can hear it, you know, and things of this nature, but she has to, you know, she wants to have people hear it. She has to send it to people. You know, when you have an opportunity to be recorded, whether it be on TV, on radio, or in a magazine, you have to let other people know that you're on TV, on radio, in a magazine. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, you have to want to do it. Whatever the goal is, if you're not wanting to do it, it's probably not going to happen, because how can you expect someone to do something that you want to do better than you can do it, because you're the one doing it, right? So she said that. I'm glad she said those type of things, because, again, a lot of people just – have a misnomer about being successful and how to get to that point. You have to try. You have to try for a long time until you do it. And then once you do it that one time, you have to work hard to do it again. You know, you can't start and then stop and then start and then stop and then stop and then start and then stop and think you're going to get anywhere, you know, for a prolonged period of time. So very much appreciate Alexis being on the show. Found out some new stuff about her that I actually didn't know about. And so that's always a good thing. 646-652-4479. The chat room is still open. I saw a couple of people on there earlier when I had a chance to chat. So that's cool. I appreciate y'all listening wherever you might be listening. And again, be reminded, I have another great interview coming up on Monday. Miss Cecilia McLaughlin. Also from the Central Time Zone out of Alabama. She's going to be on the show, so be looking out for that. So going to take a quick break. Before I do, definitely follow the show, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. You can follow the radio show page on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. You can follow the page for Innovative Model and Talent Management on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide, and, of course, the website, www.imtmworldwide.com. So we're going to take another break, and I'm going to be right back and close out the show. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I am back, going to close out the show in a bit. Just a reminder, this is the last month of the year, but it doesn't mean the year is over. So, if you happen to be listening to this show, you know people who would definitely have a need or want to work with talent in the industry for projects that they have ongoing, have them visit www.imtnworldwide.com. They can click on models and talent. They can click on actresses. They can click on different pages to where they can see people they can book if they're serious about it, whether it be on the modeling side, acting side, promotional modeling side, music side, production side. There's directors that I have ties to, in different cities, so you can get some things still done before the end of the year. Atlanta, you know, is a huge city. You still have productions happening every week. People are still shooting. Stuff is not shut down yet, you know, so you have to be able to, you know, want to get stuff done. If you are someone who hasn't gotten started in an endeavor and you still wanting help, as Alexis mentioned, you need pictures eventually. If you haven't figured out how to get them for free and you want to go ahead and pay for a shoot so you can go ahead and get it done, you can do that too. I still have some slow discounts from Black Friday ongoing. So you can visit, again, the site, www.imtnworldwide.com, or you can call the business number, 305-204-1826, and get more information on that. Of course, if you're following me on Instagram or any other social media networks, you can see plenty of stuff that I talk about in regards to talent and business and things of that nature. Again, those pages are for IMTM, is IMTM Worldwide on Instagram. Also, the radio show, IMTM Worldwide Radio. And again, my site, www.imtnworldwide.com, and my other social media networks are on there. You can go and check them out. Again, I want to thank Ms. Alexis King for being on the radio with me today. That was my first Texas radio interview. It was very cool to talk to someone on that side of the world. I haven't even been to Dallas yet, so now I have an actual reason to go and visit Dallas now, because I'm definitely not a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm a hater. Can't help it. So that's the show for today. Thanks for everybody who was listening today. I did see some people in the chat room. Now, I definitely know some people who are listening because they were texting me and or messaging me on Facebook and all kind of little things like that. So I appreciate everyone who's listening to the show. Hopefully you have a new fan in the industry, Ms. Alexis. And, again, if you haven't seen pictures of her, again, visit the pages that I have and visit her page as well. You'll definitely be a fan after you check her out. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Have a great weekend. Peace. We'll be right back.